What do you make of the whole new regime?
I'm loving it so far. I mean, as an offensive guy, you look at the film on tape, and you can't help but light up. I mean, you see guys like Thielen and Diggs, and saw what they did last year. A guy in my position can't help but smile when you look at the film.
Whose role do you see yourself filling if you're going to pair a guy in that Vikings receiving corps?
I'm not sure. I mean, they have moving parts in this offense, so you kind of have to know it all. So I don't think it's like one set position. I think you just got to know it all.
What was your reaction when Brandon was released?
I was pretty shocked. I mean, that's a guy who's been in the game for a long time. Unfortunately, he's never made it to the playoffs, so he was looking forward to that. But, you know, that's the way this game goes and the way the business part of it is. So.
Sterling, what do you make of Davis Webb? You see him a whole lot more than we have, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I've been with Davis going over the offense. He lives in the same building as me, so... I'm fortunate to have him with me. I go over plays with him every night. He's a guy that studies really hard, knows the offense like the back of his hand already. He's been in here through the whole offseason. So I try to surround myself with guys like that. And he just works tremendously hard. That's all you can ask for a guy in his position.
That's a new offense. So you say he knows the
new offense. I wouldn't say like the back of his hand, but he knows it pretty well. I mean, he's been up here throughout the whole offseason. And he's been going over some stuff, so he knows it pretty well.
It's not your decision, but could you envision him being the quarterback of this team down the road for 5-10 years?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. If he works hard and keeps doing what he's doing and has the same attitude, I don't see why not. He's been learning a lot from Eli, and what better guy to learn from than Eli? So,
what do you expect from Eli this year?
Great things, as always. I mean, he's the smartest guy I've ever been around playing this game. And, yeah, I mean, I expect him to come to work like he does every day and handle himself that way.
Do you see anything in his eyes in terms of making this a very, very good season compared to what happened last year?
Yeah, I mean, but I always see that in his eyes. That's always what he's striving for, is to get that fifth trophy in the case. And, yeah, he's been coming to work every day with that mentality.
When a skilled player gets hurt, there's always concerns about can he come back. Do you think Odell can come back?
I don't think he'll have a problem. I mean, if you've seen the videos of him running around, he looks good to go right now. I think the training room, they're kind of saving him from himself right now. He wants to get out and run around and do a whole bunch of stuff, but they're kind of holding him back. But I've been with him training a little bit, and to be honest, I forget that he got hurt sometimes.
What does it mean to have him here?
I mean, you can tell a difference around the facility whenever that guy's in the building. I mean, you get a happy feeling. He's always making people laugh everywhere you go, so it's good to have him in the building.
How about yourself? Did you do anything different this offseason with your ankles?
I tried to strengthen them a little bit more. When you come off of an ankle injury, I think that's pretty important, is to strengthen them up. And I did both of them. I did one in training camp and the other one during the season. So just did a few balancing stuff, just trying to get them back strong.
Sterling, if Baker Mayfield were drafted into this market, what would he add to it?
That's a guy that loves to win. I mean, I played with him for, 2 years? I only had him as a quarterback 1 year, my senior year. But he brings a lot of excitement to the game, and he just loves to win. It's the bottom line for him.
You've been there on, draft coming up on Thursday. You've been there. Saw what it was like last year. Are you curious? Do you pay attention to what you guys are doing, or you just kind of let it go?
Yeah, I just kind of let it go. I mean, it's not anything that I can control or that I can have any input on. So I just kind of let it happen and then take it from there.
Jack Rabbit is doing some campaigning for Dez. What do you think about that?
I've been seeing Jack Rabbit online doing that. I mean, he Dez is a great player, but. That's an organizational decision, so leave it at that, too.